The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
Oh, the Missed Connection Inspection is just continually getting weirder and weirder. Yes, we go to Craigslist and we try to help these people find love. And sometimes it works for us. We actually had somebody reach out last week and say that they are convinced that because we talked about the Missed Connection Inspection on the show, that's how they linked up with the person that they had indeed posted an ad for. So we're doing a public service, if you will.
We've had a couple of those now at this point. So we are doing our part for the Valley to bring these, you know, star-crossed lovers together.
And yes.
Even though that the personal section is done on Craigslist, there is a new place that we have found.
The community section.
That's right.
And I like that you said star-crossed lovers. That's going to lead us into our very first posting, which is titled, I Was a Crossdresser.
Okay.
And he used to come to my house when my wife was away. Near Jones and Robindale. So not too far from where we are here in the Southwest.
Right. Not too bad, yeah.
Looking for that guy that used to come and treat me like a girly slut while my wife was away at my two-story near Jones and Robindale years ago. That's it. That's the whole post.
Why don't these people get names?
At least a fake name and a number, you know?
I think it's because they're honestly, I think they are looking for a person, but they're open to other opportunities.
I see. Okay.
You know, the person knows where you live. That's way weirder than giving somebody your phone number.
Starbucks on Rancho. Hello, I stopped by the local Starbucks at the Smiths Mall for a cup of coffee this morning and read the paper. You sat next to me and you were reading a book as well as taking notes on a pad. I mentioned that it's nice to see somebody reading instead of always texting. You responded well and we talked about this and that and I went on my separate way. When we said goodbye, you mentioned something to me and I don't know if it was a hint or question mark. I also mentioned something that you were wearing. Answer those two questions so I know that it is you. I would like to meet again. Do some talking, get to know you, and see where that takes us.
See, Sylvia, that is how you meet someone at a grocery store.
Oh, okay. I've been doing it wrong then.
Just
right. What a pretentious douche nozzle, though. It's like so nice to see somebody reading rather than texting.
Like, shut up.
Shut up.
If you're like reading in public at a Starbucks, I think you're just looking for attention at that point, right? You're just looking to set a vibe. Like, oh, look at me. I read in public.
I'm reading in public.
I don't know about you guys, but like when I read, I need it to be a more like I can't have 1,000 things going on around me.
Totally.
Look at me. My attention span is perfect.
Looking for a stable partner, all caps. Seeking a financially and emotionally secure white male to get to know and hang out with. Reread that line, please. You don't have to agree with my ad. Post your own! Exclamation point. This is the most scorned post of the day.
Yes.
What happened?
This shouldn't be difficult to find a man in this city who fits the above criteria. Platonic first meet, of course. Do not send me an email with a picture or phone number. I'm an excellent conversationalist, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah.
And expect the same. I will not send a picture to a random, unknown somebody behind words. I want to speak to see if there's any chemistry.
You're ugly. That's
Let's
what really
meet for a few drinks and see if we share commonalities and interests. I'm seeking an activity partner who can afford to go places, see concerts, share dinners, all while laughing and enjoying a genuine lady. I'm emotionally and financially secure, white female, in my four ties.
What happened to this woman?
Yeah, poor lady.
Wow. She actually hyphenated it.
Four
instead
ties.
Instead of 40s, she actually put four ties.
I thought, that makes her fun, Dave.
Oh, yes.
I thought when you said looking for a stable partner, it was... I was like, oh.
Hey, man, that horse winked at me. I don't know.
Thought it was one of those kind of ads. Yeah.
Looking for the couple I was with last month at the Venetian. I was in town for business last month and met a great couple. We shared the night and was planning on meeting up again when I was in town next week. I went to text you and realized I was missing a digit when I input your number into my phone.
Oh, man.
And then it just went dot, dot, dot. You were older.
Okay.
Hmm.
Wow. Just call all the numbers minus one digit.
There's only 9 other options. Yes.
Hey, are you an old couple that I banged back at the Venetian a month ago? Okay, on to the next. I would much rather prefer that call rather than you asking what my political views are and how I'm going to vote in the 2018 midterm elections.
This one says, looking for Officer T. Met you at a casino lounge July 9th or 10th. You party with me and my friends. You bought a round of Patron, and I returned the favor. Just wanted to say that you blanked me and you kissed me, but my friend reminded you that I'm married. I haven't stopped thinking of you since. Oh, excuse me. You wanted to blank me and you kissed me.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say.
Wow.
Seems like a little bit late on the reminder there, friend. I haven't stopped thinking of you since. Tell me the hotel we met at so I know it's you. You hussy. You
like
wanted to blank me and you kissed me, but my friend reminded you that I'm married. And then she's just like, out the window with that. Haven't stopped thinking about you.
Let's do it.
To Craigslist we go.
He goes by Officer T because he's sick of people calling him Mr. T. Obviously.
He didn't go to officer school for no reason.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And finally, you want to take the creep level up?
Creep it up,
Dave.
Oh. Ratchet it up.
Oh, dang.
You were my patient.
Oh, no.
This is from Summerlin. Although, it seems creepy. And then you get the first line.
Okay.
I was your nurse at the hospital.
Ah, still.
No, that's hot.
I'm 23 and you're 50, but you're gorgeous. Misspelled your, but whatever. I couldn't help but notice you got a little excited when I was helping you. I'm married as well, but wasn't wearing my ring. Would love to chat. I'm very much into older men. You said you had some friends that would love to invite me to a party. I am interested, very interested. I'm the brunette, 5'2", about 110 pounds, very discreet. Not looking to ruin your marriage at all, just fun. This is a honey trap.
That is a 100%.
There's no way
that is a Russian hacker.
Hack away, baby.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.